Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello! Hello, 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 and welcome to this final boss fight live stream of D&D. My name is John, and I am joined by Smitty.
I demand David Prowse to be the voice of Darth Vader again.
I take it you've seen that. I take it you've seen James Earl Jones has just signed his voice over for this.
Precisely, which is why I want David Prowse. I don't care if we have to have a seance and resurrect him from the grave, we will have him back. We will have Darth Vader as Darth Vader, damn it.
We are joined by Obsolete Goat.
I have nothing profound to say about Darth Vader, but I'm going to be using the wheelchair rules by Mustang Art. Thank you again, Mustang Art, for letting us use them.
By Ben the Quest Giver.
Well, you know when it comes down to Darth Vader, though, it's a very complicated character if we really get into him.
By anyway, Rogue.
Hi. Hi, I'm Rogue. I'm playing Vason, and I always have the high ground.
I'm going to run over your toes. If I could move my token right now, I'd run over your toes.
And
don't do the Vason.
And by Angel.
Hi, I'm a menace to society.
Come on, you could at least kept a theme and said that you were a phantom menace.
Am I wild? Am I wrong?
A phantom menace.
And we are here to play some D&D. Last time. Just last time.
Died. Lots of things died.
It was a very
pleasant time. I made some friends.
There's apparently a spectre and a chest. I don't remember that.
Oh,
this is Spencer. He's my friend.
Oh, it's your friend. Okay, cool. I was like, I'm pretty sure we killed everything in this room.
It's an animated drow?
I literally made another friend.
I mean, how to make friends and influence
side for us to play with.
Last time, you travelled downwards towards a web-infested city where you started burning the webs, which caused giant spiders to screech and come running, and somebody has got the stream playing.
I mean, I've got the stream going, but I've turned all the sound down.
I think it's coming through Goat.
It seems to be coming through from Goat.
Oh no!
Is it me?
I'll push to talk.
Okay.
I think we're on.
As the spiders screeched and came running, you fought the giant spiders. And then, as you slew the spiders, other denizens of the town came to investigate what was happening at the loud screeching sounds. One burst out of the water closet and threw the water closet at you. Three more came from
the water closet. That nasty, nasty boy.
Three more came from the kitchens and were swiftly cut down by various members of the group. Nefira and several new friends traveled around the city with Vase and went to the kitchen. Nefira sent his new friends with Vason as Vason traveled into the kitchen and found Blarg, Globby, Bootlick, and Earstabber, the Ugbear and three goblins who were being held captive in the kitchen to make food and have now been released and are currently milling around near the entranceway waiting for you to tell them what to do now. But you headed to the lead drow's bedchambers where you swiftly slew one of the guards and threw the other into a pile of rocks. You burst into the room and found a chest containing multiple items that Nefira has now pretty much claimed for themselves, I believe, with the exception of gold and monetary values.
Everything seemed to make sense for them.
Toya and...
Oh, did you have that list for me, by the way?
I sent it to you on Discord.
Oh, test my audio. Am I getting any feedback now? I just had to fiddle with my settings a little bit.
I'll let you know if it comes back again, but it sounds okay at the moment.
Sounds all right at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it.
Smitty.
My sensitivity was
real high. Yeah, I found it. I shall... make a note of it.
Yep, that's the list of stuff you found. As Toya and Underscum smashed the room for various drow-related reasons, Vaisen stalks ominously towards the drow who is picking himself up from the stone pile.
You mean the drow that... Underscum yeeted into the wall?
Yeah, the survivor.
Yeah. They didn't let me by. I yeet.
He's not gonna get much out of the dead one that you left on the ground, so, you know.
No, I just love that Underscum yeeted him. He was just like, this bitch useless. Yeet!
He wouldn't get out of my way.
So, Vaisen.
Oh, I wish I'd given this more thought of what I was going to say over the last 2 weeks.
I can't say I didn't give you time to think about it.
Definitely.
I mean.
Cool. So, as Vaisen's, like, stalking over, like, the mouth is, like, full crackling with lightning. He's standing about as big and as tall as he can get. Sword slung over his shoulder. And is basically just going to walk over to the guy, grab him by the chest. And this is going to be an intimidation check. And it's basically going to be, unless you want to be smoked drow, you're going to explain where your leader is.
Smoked drow.
So basically, I can't tell if that he's got his head. Hunger or arousal.
Basically, yeah, like, my mouth is about this open, about the right size that I could basically just shove his face into my mouth, and he'll get crispy.
Okay.
So
we just found a new way to start cooking when we're in camp.
I won't lie, I was hoping that was going to give me advantage on this, but let's just roll intimidation. And oh, come on, an 11. Wait, I did that by the wrong device, so it doesn't count.
Sure.
I forget this doesn't have this isn't connecting properly with beyond 20. Let's use the right thing.
Hey,
I'll take that. That's what you, get your bad rolls out on the wrong dice. 23.
Okay. Bear with me a moment.
I was just waiting for John to say, okay, I'm going to take the 11.
Do you think it matters that I tell you or not? Either way, I'm a dead man.
Did he pass that? Did he succeed against that intimidation check?
I have failed in my duties. Trisha will kill me when she returns from the House of Orinda. She is to the north of here. In the seat of her power. You do not stand a chance if you go against her there.
Keep talking.
I have nothing more to say.
No, you said we wouldn't have a chance if we faced her there. What's so special about there?
Her forces are all manned there. It is the seat of her power. She has not just stood there alone waiting for you.
Hey, I did.
Such a coward.
This drow is getting kind of lippy.
I'll give you two options. Well, three options. One, you can go back and probably get killed by her for failing. Two, if you really want it, I can end it for you here nice and quickly and quietly.
Bit
less painfully. Because
you
otherwise...
You're calling from the other room. No, you won't.
Otherwise, those two are going to have at you. All three.
This is four now, sir.
No, one was horrible death. Two was quiet death. And the third was... Well, essentially, we seem to be vaguely operating a stray drow rescue service in the middle of Waterdeep. And you can essentially work for us.
I do not believe your allies in the other room will allow that.
They've allowed it for one.
And the half-blood.
Oh, no, I'm not counting him.
Yes, nobody counts by halves.
Cook him extra crispy. He's got 5 seconds to rescind that, otherwise his friend will be having words.
You know what, yeah, he's got a good point. 5 seconds, make your call.
Do Five. Your worst, Goldie.
I'm just going to full on
give him a hug.
Bite his
violently.
Head.
That means it's my turn.
No, I just just bite over his head and do lightning breath into his face.
No, it's too fast. That's
lightning
the point.
Hurts.
No, but it's still too fast.
Well,
have you seen how Godzilla ends?
Maybe, like, if you are going to kill them, like, not talk about torturing them, because... They probably didn't have a choice in the matter of being, you know, a drow.
Vason, as you go to bite in, this ghost just rakes its claws through the drow and he just and hangs limp in your arms.
I take the drow out of my mouth. Really? Spencer! It is Spencer, right?
Yes.
I mean, I get the feeling he didn't like him all that much.
Underscum, I've got a toy for you. just drop the body on the floor.
Not much of a toy in that state.
Oh yeah, I should not be encouraging this. No, I don't have a toy for you.
You really shouldn't be encouraging this. You know exactly why as well.
You should.
Sorry, I was in the wrong headspace there. Ooh.
Honestly, Vason.
We're just going to come over and basically pick up and try to go through the pockets of the drow scum.
It doesn't seem to have much on him besides equipment that he would have been issued.
Honestly, Payson, you should have let us do it. You're much too nice.
Again, can we maybe not just torture random people we come across in a dungeon?
We weren't going to torture a random person. I was just going to kill somebody. There's a difference. You would have been dead either way.
Okay, one dubious moral justification at a time.
I'm not comfortable with you deciding who gets to live or die an incredibly violent, painful death based solely on the fact that they're a drow.
They're
a drow and have made their decision, and this is what they are doing, what they are guarding, what they are standing for.
They don't have a choice in the matter.
I'm pretty sure the heads hanging on the wall.
Okay, one at a time. Ben was talking first.
True.
They had a choice. They could have led us by. They could have just stood by. They could have gone. We gave them a choice. They didn't. They made their choice.
They show who they are. They weren't fighting us, though.
They weren't then. But their tactics, they are sneaky. They're derisive. They see everything as lower than them. They are the true sense of monster.
Whoa.
Okay. Shall we? Okay, I feel like we all need to sort of, like, take five.
Like, okay, just to point this out.
I closed the door. I didn't mean to close the door. I'm just. This is Alex's voice here. I need to take a five.
He was being racist. Like, is that not a good enough reason? It had nothing to do with him being a drow, everything to do with the heads on the wall and the fact that he was racist towards the fact that one of us is a half drow.
Wall's already left the room.
No, yeah, but Toya's just kind of talking into the ether now. Like, it's not just because he's a drow. Because he was a scumbag. Which is a perfectly legitimate reason as far as Toya is concerned.
It might be wise to tone it down. I mean, I was doing it for the intimidation factor, but I won't lie, you two did scare me.
I'm a barbarian zealot. That's kind of my job. No offense.
That's mostly what I expect from you. You, on the other hand, and Vaser just turns to Underscum. I ain't seen you like that. I mean, heck, and I just point to Ick. You're the one who kept him alive.
Look, I have had a very bad history with drow. Very bad history with drow. They made me a monster. And their whole teaching, the whole way, their method, it is monstrous. It is terrible. I can't trust them. I can't trust them.
Sorry. The timing of that.
I was trying to be subtle.
This is the camera just drawing to it.
Can you identify Wall's like, yeah, fine. And like Wall just got like a pearl out and it's like, I have to listen to this man's tragic backstory. It's a knife. You can tell it's a knife. You stab people with. You didn't mean. I could have just had a nice. And I don't smoke, but the equivalent of a smoke break. I guess like sitting near Ick. I feel like that's equally as bad for my health. No offense, Ick, but you smell so goddamn bad. God's bad.
Ick just kind of. Aww.
Do you want some deodorant? I have some deodorant.
What's deodorant?
Oh my god. We're gonna have a chat when we get out of here. Well, we'll cast identify in the background when this deep chat's going on.
Yeah, Vason's gonna sort of just like put one big old hand on Underscum's shoulder, because I think I'm the only one who can kind of do that bro gesture without it feeling weirdly out of height. It's like, I'm not particularly one to talk, considering I did threaten to barbecue a man. But I was mostly theatre. We're only...
Threaten nothing. This man is electric broiled bumhead.
No, that was the Spectre.
Oh.
Oh, that reminds me, actually. Spencer. You're dismissed.
Hi, Spencer.
If anybody wants a visual idea of what happens, think the end of The Princess and the Frog.
That was horrifying. Does it always make that noise?
I don't know. That's the first time that's happened.
I appreciate the musical number. Like, the singing's good.
Yeah. Are they all that talented?
It might have been. I never really got a chance to ask.
You know, that's kind of sad. We could have, like, gotten to work at the tavern.
I think he sticks around for the day.
I think you got about 8 hours out of him.
Yeah, that's still 8 hours worth of work.
Anyways,
you guys carry on. I shall carry on.
What the fuck was I saying?
I'll side chat this stuff.
It's kind of hard to tell when you're carrying again all the other bits and pieces going on.
It's all these smart people. They start talking and then I get all confused.
That's pretty much why I like to run away. They want to be smart and do their little bit. And yeah, I don't get treated as smart, so I don't stick around.
Oh. Come here, buddy. Big hug. And just sort of gives Underscum a big old bear hug.
I'm sorry, did you say a big old bugbear hug?
I wish I had. I just said bear hug.
You missed an opportunity.
And just... It's like... Just... Wall's not wrong. These... As much as these... I appreciate that the stuff that you've gone through. I can't imagine what it's like. Like... Hanging out with you a lot makes me realize how much of a blessed little life I've lived. But, just like you said to me that we don't kill goblins just because they're goblins, we can't kill drow just because they're drow. Even if
I gave him a chance. No, I didn't kill him. I threw him over my shoulder. But I was even better than I should have done. The moment they deserve any suspicion they don't deserve. Oh, he's doing this again.
Hey.
Why does this have to be so... Why? Look,
it'll be okay.
When it comes to...
One thing, I am proud of you, though. For two things. One, you didn't kill him on first sight. Which, frankly, was what I was expecting. But, as much as it's very about face for you, you were kind of a bit,
I should have done that. I should have taken
it. But I'm proud of you for fighting your fear. I don't know if that means much to you, but I heard you. I heard what was going on there. And I'm proud of you. Now, come on. Let's catch up with the others and have something to eat. Plus, we've got to figure out what on earth to do with the kitchen staff that we just rescued.
Can no one use my name for a while, please? No one call me by my name.
Lovey boy! Piggyback time! Toy is literally just going to run over and launch herself onto his back and give him cuddles. Piggyback cuddles.
Yeah, Fury, flinches at the word lover boy, but it's like...
Oh, not God, she's lover found boy. Me
kind of flinch.
fluffy boy.
Oh, he said lover boy then.
I was worried. Had a lover boy too.
Obviously, yeah, I need to shave where, again.
Like, just full on, basically, just sort of like turns away. It's like, I need to go. I am uncomfortable because I had lover boy as well.
I said fluffy. She's in a relationship. You guys all suck.
Hey,
Ben, does
that's cool with us.
Does your character resist the hugs and backpack carrying of Toya, or are you just going with
just,
it?
Just going with it.
Okay.
Sort of deflated at this point and scratching at the surface. Just going with it.
Okay, Wall.
I am having a difficult time identifying these. I think I need glasses.
The spider silk robe appears to just be a very nicely made robe. The birchwood wand is an arcane focus, but is non-magical beyond that. The onyx spider, it is difficult to tell.
I'll come back to the onyx spider, but I think the silk robe's probably mundane. Birch wand's kind of trash, unless you need a stick for any reason. Spider, keep a hold of that. I'll do another crack at it later.
Considering that I had detect magic on last session and you pointed out the magical state of these items, could I use that information to give a help action?
You could. Or you could just say that none of the things are magical.
That.
What Vason said. What Vason said. I mean, the spider's pretty cool. I mean, you could probably get some money for it. I mean, we could go and ask Jakov if they think it's valuable.
Can I have the stick to smack people with?
Sure.
It wouldn't work very well for whacking people with.
No. Can I poke them in the eye with it?
Certainly, although you could whack them another way, and I'm sure they would enjoy it.
That's disgusting.
I didn't say it that time.
Well, could you make me a perception check?
Can I use my nose to perceive?
Sure.
Yay. Oh, so horny.
25! Oh my god! Ick, you fucking smell.
It's like natural 1 to natural 20.
I'm like, oh, ick, did you fart? And then it's like, wait, I see forever. I smell forever.
Whoa. You sniff the air and the smell of the giant spiders.
That was a weird blue flicker.
Down here?
You sense coming from this direction the scent of fresh giant spider.
I think there's guys, I think there might be more spiders coming this way. I'll point.
South,
yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, I'm pretty sure that guy said that bitch face is up north, so I say we go north.
I mean,
what else is going on down here? Because, like, I've only seen this side of the kitchen. What did you guys find?
I mean, let me put it this way. She still beheaded a whole bunch of people, so she's clearly not a good person. I know you're not about killing people willy-nilly, and that's fair. That's totally cool. But, like, she had a bunch of heads mounted on her wall. So, I mean, clearly she is not a good person in any way, shape, or form.
No, I wasn't referring to that. I was more referring to the fact that we're trying to get to Skullpool. Also, there's a spider like that.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying, I mean, we can still go to Skullport, but I think we should deal with this lady first. And if we go north, we don't have to worry about the spider yet.
Oh, yeah, the spider's coming around the corner.
Yeah,
maybe.
Shit, yeah. Time to go.
Okay. Time to go. Mason, no.
Oh, look at how cute he is.
I'll take the rear. That's why I'm here.
All right, Tanky's going first. John, can you hop me to the front?
Just hearing that word, like, you two seriously aren't trying to fight that thing again, are you?
I killed it in one hit last time.
Follow us. So we should probably just kill him now.
Wait, when you said to the front, did you mean the front of the people leaving or the front where Vason is stood?
The front facing the spiders, because I'm a tank.
Oh, okay. Apparently we're both being the rear guard.
I'm just gonna...
Okay.
We need to work on, like, movement strategy.
They're not catching me again.
Maybe yeah, once under... understands the concept of movement strategy.
Fluffy boy doesn't like spiders, so let's kill him. I don't like him much either, to be honest.
What
happened to having just, spiders?
It's just like, just quickly poke my head around the corner just to see where they've all gone. Okay, cool. We'll let them get a bit more distance and then we'll... Okay, they're a drow. They're a drow!
Oh. Drow.
All right. There's a lot. There's a yeah, I mean, I'm not
back
normally...
Around back around the corner.
I'm not normally one for retreat, but this might be a good time to go.
Yep, back around the corner.
How many drow? Like
5.
A lot.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah, let's yeah, not back around fight the corner. That.
Time to go.
Okay, yeah, roll. Stop there. We're going to roll for initiatives.
Are you happy with me where I am, or do you want me back where I was?
Oh, no, you can be there.
Okay. I was trying to communicate to Joya to back around the corner. I'm going to go with, I failed.
Would Toya have backed around the corner at being told to back around the corner?
Oh God, no, she probably would have stayed there as long as possible to make sure that Vason got out safely, so she'd still be where she was.
Cool.
These people are her friends now. She's defensive. They don't get a choice in the friendship, by the way. They just are her friends. Oh,
they rolled well.
You very much are a cat, aren't you?
Meow.
I don't know if that's you playing to type or if it's just coincidence, though.
No, I'm just an obnoxious mess. That's why John can't stand me.
I was going to say, I thought we were talking about your character.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, there's that too, but...
Oh, wow.
What's the speed of this
come
thing?
For the D&D, 30. Stay for the very harsh banter.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
30. Look, I'm away from 40, the keyboard right now. 45. Am I about to die? Yes or no, go.
50, nope. 55, 60. Why did that just play then? That was weird.
See, I've got the music off my end, so all I heard was duh, duh, duh. So in my head I just got duh, 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 duh.
Toya. One of the drow runs up, points out a crossbow bolt. I didn't mean to pause the game there. Pulls out a hand crossbow, fires it at you. Does a 19 hit your armor class?
Yes, as far as I remember. Because I'm pretty sure my armor class is 16.
So that is... your armor class is 14.
Oh, damn.
I was going to say, that didn't hit me.
So that is 5 points of damage. As a bolt sinks in.
Oh, look. You can aim.
5. Okay, that way. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. One of the... This drow that's just run forward that has a different looking token is significantly better armored looking than the others.
Oh, good. So I can really stab him.
Oh, no. This is how we lose Toya.
Time to commit copious amounts of murder.
not the Blumen Undead Beholder. No, it's the Blumen Drow.
Toya, another of the drow, fires forth and the bolt sinks into your other shoulder for 4 points of piercing damage.
Is that the best you got, motherfucker?
Well, I mean, another drow runs forward, and you are the only person in the line of sight of the drow right now, so...
Did I roll initiative? Did you roll initiative for me?
You did.
You rolled a 9.
The drow rolled really well, and you all rolled terribly.
Well, it is kind of an ambush, so I suppose that makes sense.
So that hits for 8 points of piercing damage.
You're going to have to do better than that.
And then they did better than that.
Yeah, all right.
Yep, because there are 2 more drow to go before it is your turn. So this drow fires the crossbow. That's only 3 points of damage.
Come on. You just skimmed me there. You're not even trying.
And final drow. That's 4 points of damage.
Well, that's uncomfortable.
Giant spider's turn.
What?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah, that'll get
again,
to there.
We all rolled terribly.
Mm-hmm.
And to anything to help our escape.
And the giant spider bites into you, Toya, for 15 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus.
10 of which comes from poison, as you feel the poison pulse into your veins. And then it is your turn.
Can I rage?
Yes, and I would highly suggest it.
Yes, please rage me.
Well, you've got rage, I'm going to run out.
You rage.
And then I've got 2 attacks, right?
Yes.
Can I send one at the spider and one at the armored drow?
You can't reach the drow at the moment, but you can definitely reach the spider. If you take out the spider, you will probably be able to step forward and reach the drow.
Okay, attack the spider first, and then, depending on what happens, hit the drow.
Okay, so you rolled... You definitely hit with the first attack. 23 to hit, but you only rolled 10 points of damage.
Even rage?
Even raging.
How bizarre.
Actually, no.
This is little ones.
It's not a good night for me, apparently. John, what did you do with my dice?
And then you get your Divine Fury on that as well. So 7 more points of damage there.
Cool.
And then you get a second attack. So do you want to make it against the spider that's still there?
Yes, please.
So that's 27 to hit. So you bring down the spider. The spider is down. You are at 9 hit points right now. Do you want to stay where you are? Move forward or move backwards? Where do you want to go?
Can I? She's gonna stand her ground, but she's not gonna move forward because that's a bad idea. But she kind of feels like if she steps back, they're gonna take that as an invitation.
Okay.
So there's an attempt at logic in her standing her ground. It's not good logic, but it's there.
On Nuri's turn, Nuri's going to see the massive amount of damage that Toya's just taken and go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And she is going to touch you and cast Cure Wounds at third level. So that is 16 points of healing to you, Toya.
Yeah, 22.
So you are now at 25 points of health.
That's even better. Awesome. Did my math wrong. Sorry. I had a 9 in there somewhere.
And then that is Nuri's turn, because Nuri only has a movement of 25 feet. So hopefully they're not. You know, the group doesn't just leave Nuri to die.
That would be unwise.
I was going to say, we're running or fighting?
It's not hopefully they don't leave Toya to die. It's hopefully they don't leave Nuri to die. Well, thanks for that, John.
You're here.
Nuri can heal.
By the way,
you we can throw down the corridor. And we'll heal you up later. But we can't heal you without a healer.
And I am out of lay on hands.
I feel so loved.
I've only got one slot left as well, and you're really making it be giving me a choice.
What are you up to, Nefira?
Are we running or fighting?
I think we should probably run. I was like, there's a lot of people.
Okay, I can see Toya. I do have a plan. I'm going to hate this so much, but see the way to create a blockage. I'm going to do summon Shadow Spawn.
Okay.
And put it in the square next to Toya.
I need my Shadow Spawn.
Oh, you're making another me?
Yes, only this time this one's very sad and depressed.
Your shadow steps out of the ground, Toya, and...
can it see anybody from where it is?
Yes, there is a very heavily armored drow warrior about 10 feet in front of it, 5 feet in front of it.
No one right next to Toya.
Nobody has got that close except for the spider that Toya's cut down.
That still works. In that case, then move it to attack the drow elite. At least then it gives us all a chance to make it run.
And it just has the same normal... You have the attack roll for that, so...
Yeah. That I do. A 21 to hit.
21 will hit.
Take a devastating 14 points of cold damage.
Apply damage. The shadow swings at the drow, and the drow...
I wish I had just one more level, then it gets multi-attack. Right then, and what can I do in this situation? What can I do? Not my guy, I'm just going to move 5, 10, 15 this way and wait for the others to catch up.
Cool. Also, I'm loving this new stream view module that I've got installed now that means that when it is your turn in combat, the camera syncs to where you are looking.
That's very interesting.
So I can just see how many people like zoom in and zoom out and move their cameras, like move their map around when they're planning things.
Yeah, that is my turn. I shall teleport to keep running. Boys, sorrow will slow them down a bit.
Whoa.
It's me.
Boy, is you. You zoom out.
It is me. I am zoom out. Right. I think if we're going to go for the barricade idea... Wall is going to... This might be a bit of like a exotic use of this spell, but there's kind of like rubbish over here, like, and debris and things.
Yeah.
Like, in this area. Wall is... Oh, God, can I actually pull stuff? There's debris in the area, I presume. Wall is going to, like, touch the wall floor area in this area. kind of general proximity and cast catapult like into the open space over here to try and create some kind of barricade.
Okay.
Not to hit the guy or the shadow spawn, just to like make difficult terrain. I know that's not how the spell works, but I would like it to if I could maybe upcast it to create difficult terrain. Question mark.
What level is catapult?
Catapult is a level 1 spell, and it affects a creature, so we can say that, you know, that would be a 5-foot thing, but if I maybe upcast it to level 2, maybe could I have 10 by 10 of difficult terrain?
Yeah, let's, let me have a quick look at the exact wording of catapult, because I can't remember.
You create a lot of, like, shit, and can you maybe show me the spell? Awesome, there we are. So you grab a load of crap.
You choose one object.
Oh, it's one object. No. Damn it. I thought it was multiple objects.
I like how you're thinking, but let's be honest. We got a mithril wearing meat shield.
Yeah. Just,
you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Rips. Okay, I can't do that. Never mind. Shit. Right, he's gonna instead get to here. Oh, they're so spread out. We literally can't fucking do anything. Well, I'm gonna get to here and be like, crap. And gonna just give a cheeky little enhance abilities on face it, I guess. You can have an enhanced abilities and you can get dexterity. No, we'll say you get strength so you can like more easily break out of grapples if the dude tries to grapple you.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then Walt's gonna be like, right, okay, let's maybe not. There's like 1,000 guys down. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He's gonna end his turn. I'm gonna end my turn there as I got stuck on a pebble.
Okay.
That'll be
me. Come on.
I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, I got stuck.
They said this dungeon was wheelchair accessible.
God damn it.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
Vason.
I won't lie, I'm very glad you gave me the strength bonus. As much as I study advantage on strength checks and double carrying capacity, for once, double carrying capacity is very useful. Because Vason's just going to do the very simple thing of grabbing Nuri, stepping through whilst pushing Nuri behind, grabbing Toya, and just hoying them round the corner. So that the only person remotely visible will be Vason, and at most in half cover.
Okay, where would you like to end up?
Here. Sort of this horrible middle bit that's halfway between these tiles. But I am wanting to hoy Toya. But I do also have lots of movement if I need to move back. Right, cool. So what the hell's going on? Those two are at least now safe from being immediately attacked. Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god. What do I have that's meaningfully useful here?
I just stopped running, man.
Yeah, but I also want to make sure that all the people who aren't with AC 18 are the other side of me. This is what I do. I make sure I get hit, not you.
All right. Yeah, I'm kind of a glass cannon.
Very aware of that. I'm guessing that hoying those two counts as my action.
I will let you count it as movement and a bonus action.
Fantastic, because then
but
I
it's,
will
it's
cast...
used up a lot of your movement to move them.
That is entirely fine. I'm going to use my action then to cast protection from poison on myself.
Okay.
Excellent. Hey, am I still... Is poison a continuous effect?
You aren't poisoned, you took poison damage.
Okay.
Yeah, but this gives me resistance to poison damage, which is why I'm putting that on me now.
I don't know why you'd think that was important when the giant spider moves next.
I was thinking, oddly enough, I'm more worried about
the drow.
I'm worried about the drow. I remember how much poison damage I took from that guy. But there was very much a moment of just turning to everyone else. Run, I will hold the rear. Just
five,
fucking run.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Well, he doesn't get far enough to attack Vason. But this giant spider is going to attack our good friend. Oh, no, wait.
Don't say that, John.
Oh, that's that one creature.
Like most terrifying sentence.
This is when we find out that the drow haven't actually tamed the giant spiders, which is just embarrassing.
Yeah. No, he's going to attack the shadow spawn.
Well, the drow are actually running from the giant spider. They're like, oh, fuck!
That hits the shadow spawn. Does the shadow spawn take poison damage?
It doesn't really take poison damage. It's only resistant to necrotic and immune to being frightened.
Well, it's not scared by the fact a giant spider has just run up and bitten it.
Nope, but it still gets bitten.
It is then Ick's turn, and Ick looks round to Underscum. What are we doing?
Take the others. That's what we're doing.
The others are protecting us.
Then we protect them back, but we've got to help them go.
We're doing a bounding retreat. Do it in steps.
You heard them. We're in retreat. Run. Make sure that there's nothing coming round the corner. Run ahead. Five, see the way is clear.
15, 20. There's another spider!
Oh, God.
25, 30.
I was about to say, everybody said to me Ick was running at the giant spider.
No, I imagine Ick's running away from it.
Ick turns back and fires down the corridor this way.
Oh, that's good.
Excuse me, my youthful compatriots, I believe there is another spider.
And you hear the screech of a spider as the crossbow bolt disappears into the darkness around the corner. And you hear Ick yell, I hit it! And then he turns back and yells, Glark, get running! We're retreating! Ben.
Right. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25... 30. For the sake that I don't really want to hit my companion here, and I have an extra reach when it comes down to my attacks, would you allow a spell cast from myself to be cast from next door to that shade?
Oh, so that's interesting. Yes.
Very good. In which case, I cast Prismatic Spray.
Okay. What do my spider and drow friends need to do?
They need to make a dexterity saving throw and get above 13.
And what's the range on that? Is it just going to hit?
It's 60 feet.
60 feet.
Straight down this corridor.
Okay, that's all the friends.
Okay, I was going to have an aneurysm, but I'll take it back. That's dope.
That is really dope. Also, Underscum, do you have at least another 5 feet of movement?
My aim is to try
and
just get
Richie
blast down with as much as I can straight away.
You can either get the giant spider and the 6 drow that are stood in the background, or you can curve it and get the... Can I get it so that it hits... Right. It's definitely hitting that guy. He's going to move off over there while I try and aim it in different ways.
That's right.
And there's no way that if I, say, stood here and basically aimed over the shoulder, that wouldn't do the trick, would it?
I mean, that would probably... Yeah. I mean, if you do that, that'll work.
I'll do that then. I will literally run around the corner, aim directly over the shoulder as I get the staff down, pretty much laying on the shoulder to gain a little bit more stability.
If you roll it, I believe that puts it in the chat so that I can make the saving throws.
Well, whilst we're doing all this, by the way, Underscum, do you have
an
extra 5 feet of movement to get away from the sorrow?
Can I do the display maybe instead of them?
Nah.
No, it only does for the damages, so...
The Elite Drow wins. The Elite Drow makes the saving throw. Definitely that's makes that it. Saving throw.
Yep.
That's some, like, Matrix level.
So does the spider. Nope. Nope.
The other drow, however, just gets enveloped in rainbows.
Yes. Yes. No. No. So two of the drow at the back aren't caught up in the rainbows. So, Ben, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me roll 8d8 to work out which beams hit whom.
Jesus worked.
Okay, so that is green against the elite drow. Could you roll me 10? Just roll me 10d6 and we'll apply it over everybody, whoever, you know. Because it's all 10d6, but it depends on what type of the damage it is.
Yeah.
Where have you gotten all these... Like, you bring out these magic items every once in a while, I'm like... where do you...
Oh, there we go, 40.
40.
This is one I got... I'm not sure officially where it comes into the campaign, but it was from a one-shot which used my character, and it was something you got to take away from with it.
So the spider got hit by two of them. So the spider... What's a six? The spider got hit by an indigo, which it made the saving throw, so that's fine. And then it also got hit by a stop rolling eight. hit by a number one, so that's 10d6 damage. Halved.
Yep.
Then this drow got hit by the three, which is just damage, full 40 damage. This drow got hit by a 1, which is the full 40 damage. This drow got hit by 2 beams, which is half the damage, and then another one, which we'll see if that matters in a second. Nope. this drow got hit by the 3, which is the 40 damage, so half of that. Is a 5 something special, or is that just damage still? 5 is blue, so it's just cold
blue
damage.
Blue would be cold damage, yeah.
So this drow takes the full damage. And this drow takes the full damage.
Just to let you know, I've just watched a corridor get cleared.
Yeah, Mason's in the middle of just having this moment between, like, I told you to... Oh. Oh.
And then there were none.
A drow elite warrior, and those things are
10,
nasty. 15. Can I also throw in a bardic inspiration as well there?
Oh, yes. Bonus.
Also, Underscum, if you can move 5 feet back, you won't be slowed. Oh,
I
no.
I used my full movement.
Who are you inspiring?
That'll be Vason.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Just so you know, when this come on your next turn, your speed's reduced by 20 for being next to Sauron.
That's fine. It's fine when it comes down to it.
Nefira, this spider reaches round the corner and it expels web.
Ew.
Excuse you.
Does a 12 hit your armor class?
No, it does not. Bad spider. Don't make me get a rolled up newspaper.
Deals double damage.
This guy steps forward and is going to swing at the bugbear that just annihilated his forces for some reason. How many attacks does he get? Two. That's a 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
So that is 14 points of damage total.
Okay.
And then the second attack is a 22 to hit, which is 13 points of damage total.
So 13 and 14.
Yep.
So 27 points of damage.
Then there's a large gap in my initiative order as the drow are all dead, so we get straight back down
to Toya.
Toya, you've just sort of been yeeted backwards by Vason away from the action. What are you doing? Are you running as you've been told, or?
Nope, after that amazing display, I'm just going to run back in and start stabbing the elite.
Okay.
Stabby, stabby,
I like it.
That's a 19 to hit, which just hits. So he is going to parry your blow. And he uses his short sword to take your great sword to one side, and the attack misses.
You bitch. Do it again.
And so you swing the great sword a second time, and this time he just moves aside and carries the greatsword around again. This time you just missed straight up. Nuri is going to run. 5, 10, 15, 20.
No, it is an 8-legged feet around this corner.
25. And then pulls out a lesser used crossbow and fires, and the bolt just scatters down the corridor. Nefira.
Alrighty then. Let's go with a double Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
We have to start with 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
For 13 points of sorry, 10 points of damage, because I'm not hexblading this. Do you know what? Actually, what does it take to do a hexblade curse these days?
Bonus action, I believe.
Yeah, do you know what? We'll curse the spider.
Okay.
So it takes 13 points of damage, and second one, 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
12 points of damage.
It am gone.
Woohoo! Oh, I gain hit. Do I gain health back from
you? You do from your curse, yes.
I gain 10 hit points. I'm partially healed. Is Sorrow. Oh, yeah, Sorrow's got the spider.
Sorrow's
oh,
got and... friends. Yeah.
Do you know what? Sorrow's going to attack the.
The elite Dark. Warrior. Roll me a spell casting attack.
I will do. 2 seconds. Oh, that's a 3. That's a 10.
Afraid that doesn't hit.
Dang. Never mind. That's me, Autumn.
Whoa.
Here's me. Seeing that we aren't running now, as there was a stick of magic, what's going to 5, 10. Can I come to here? Oh my god, the spider's big. Is going to shout for everyone to duck and then do a boom boom. Duck! And
everyone, including the big spider, ducks.
I'm like, oh, not you!
That'll hit, so that...
Go for the spider, yeah.
That kills the spider.
Sick. He's going to reload, go towards the elite warrior. 25, nice.
That'll also hit.
Chink, chink.
So that is...
Assigned to it is terrifying.
Anything else on your turn, Wall?
That will be me.
Vason.
I actually can't do anything. I mean, apart from maybe throw a javelin.
Bit close, aren't you?
I mean, you can poke him with the javelin.
You can squeeze through friend spaces.
Pardon me, stab.
You know what? Sure, why the hell not? I'll get flanking. 5, 10, 15, 20, well, 15, there we go. I'll just be like, excuse me, make way, coming through. I need to come kill you now? And you're too busy blocking a sword.
Okay, you've got advantage on this attack.
Oh, this feels so stupid. I can't remember how to do advantage on this thing. Oh wait, that's how I do it. Wow, 2 11s.
Alive. It looks like he might have information.
Yeah, so that's a miss. I'm guessing.
2 11s. Wow. Yeah, that is a miss. He just turns and gets his short sword, ka-ching, and like blocks behind him.
Well, you know what? Fine. I'll follow it up with a second attack. 21.
That'll hit.
14.
Okay.
Do you have a bonus action? Is there anything worthwhile doing with a bonus action? Probably not. Where should we make my vote?
Anything on your bonus action?
Just making sure I understand Compelled Duel. No, someone is inevitably going to hit it before I fight it again. So, I'm just going to just chill out. Have a nap. It was my bonus action.
Okay. On Ick's turn, Ick is going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and just yells at the kitchen staff again to get moving. 5.
He's going to make 10, such a good general.
15, 20, 25, 30. And then it is... Oh no, he didn't take an action, so he's going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Just do a dash, and then it is Underscum's turn.
Right. I want to grab him by the throat and basically grapple him against the wall.
Okay.
I don't have rage, so this is straight this time. Might have a chance.
We'll see.
Has to be 21.
He rolled a 9.
He's pinned against the wall. I just want to sort of growl effectively in his face. You are all but defeated. If you want even a semblance chance of staying alive, you will drop your weapons and you will answer our questions.
Roll me an intimidation check.
Twenty-two.
He looks around.
After wetting his poor drought panties.
He doesn't drop the sword, but he, like, puts it point into the ground.
Drow, do not surrender.
Then drow do not live.
This drow is brave and well-trained. And tactical enough to see the way the wind is blowing.
He says after getting his ass beat.
The wind is blowing to your defeat. You have a chance here.
This one.
Do you not wish to live to one, to fight another day? Is that not the way?
This one will not be fighting for House of Rinder again. This one is not called Drow anymore. You killed the Drow here. I have no name.
Oh, can I name him?
No.
Oh,
sorry, I just...
I think that counts as us leaving initiative, doesn't it, John?
That does count as us leaving initiative, yes.
Oh, for God's sake. No.
Well, if you are no longer drow, then you have no trouble answering questions. You have lost your honor after all.
Let's see.
You would be wise to use other slurs, cat.
Let's see.
How about we all just start on a nice, even, calm playing field and...
How about the name which you gave me? I feel that there would be a very adequate slur right now. Underscum.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Vincent, this is not the time.
No, you two, let Will and I handle him.
We will accept.
Hey, I'm not even being aggressive this time.
Vason, take his weapons off of him. I am literally pegging him to the wall until he literally is disarmed. Properly.
If you promise to let Wall be the one.
I will let
him.
Them, so long as he has nothing. I am trusting you to disarm him, and then I will let them do what they must.
I give the I give the no longer a drow just a look in the eye, and just go to take the swords and pat him down.
I'll just say it to him in deep speech.
He lets go of the sword, and it either falls to the ground or Vason catches it.
I am going to pat the rest of him down.
He reaches behind himself and pulls out a crossbow that he drops to the ground. A pair of daggers come out of holsters at the side. He just sort of starts reaching up and just, like, disconnects the latches at the top of the armor and just starts pulling off the armor and just dropping it to the ground.
Strip.
I'm literally just staring him down the entire time. Am I sufficiently made believe that he is disarmed?
If you allow him the full 10 to 15 minutes to fully disassemble the armor, he stands in front of you in nothing.
Ooh, daddy, hello.
I throw him a blanket from my bedroll. That's about as much as you deserve. But cover yourself up for the sake of decency of others.
He wraps it around his waist.
Fine. It's yours.
And no. Let me move. There we go. And I basically walk off and find Nuri. I'm just going to go and pull out the bottle of whiskey I still left over and have a drink.
He has left me to you.
Yeah, we're having a bit of a day at the moment.
We are going to Karma Music as well.
Do you have control of the music the whole time?
Oh my god!
That was my battle music. This ability. Is.
He's a bard. Quick, break his jaw.
You've caught us kind of in the middle of a whole thing over the past couple of days.
If the drow are a problem for you, you are not going to like the next couple of levels of this.
I've gathered by the number of...
This, I think this is what would be classed as immersion therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Toya, is Toya stood with the drow, or does Toya leave with the bugbear?
Toya's standing by, but she's not saying anything. She's just kind of watching. She trusts Wall and
Close enough to get involved if need be.
Just in case. Just in case.
Okay.
Nefiria, could you keep an eye out? Don't know if we're really safe.
I'll do my best. Sadly, I don't think Sora is going to be hanging around for long. It only lasts a minute.
The shadow sort of steps back into Toya's shadow.
That feels weird.
So,
you can call me Underscum.
No, we're gonna... I don't think Underscum, to begin with, should have that name if it's causing him issues. So we're not going to give you that name either, because we're just transferring a problem.
Can I name him?
Earned that name until we can earn another.
I still say we call him Bob.
Do you know any good actual drow names?
Let me head to a drow name generator and get back to you.
Oh, no, ironically. Oh, wait. Oh, damn it.
You could still have your old name. Like, it's fine. Like, unless you don't want that old name, that's fine.
That was a name of someone with no honor. It is okay. As bad as Underscum now.
Okay, good. So we're away from the whole Underscum thing. Awesome. We'll tackle that whole naming thing at some point, but One problem at a time.
John, would Vason understand much about drow religion? To be able to pluck a name from that?
It doesn't seem like the sort of thing that would necessarily get covered at the monastery where you grew up. Roll me a religion check. No. Vason just...
This goes so far wrong that you end up getting him just disowned by the god.
Vason just about gets the drow, most of the drow worship Loth, the spider queen, and spiders and the number 8, and all of that have a long running thing in their religion.
I have a name.
Oh?
Loth.
No. Oh.
No. God, no. Now, what about Larry?
That doesn't sound like a drow name at all.
That's kind of the idea.
It is not.
How about Verndus?
Verndus.
I worked with Verndus when I used to live in Luskan. So, you know Luskan. You know, the whole...
Verndus.
Verndus. So, Verndus, who we're going to call you that for now, as we haven't... I'm going to point at the other crispy drought. We haven't done that. Could you maybe do us a solid and in turn tell us a bit more that what we'd expect if we go further on, how we might be able to get through without... Blah. Also, we're looking for, like, an elf. I think.
Was it? Yes.
That one.
A girlfriend.
A girlfriend. Maybe you've seen them.
Zara. She's the best person in the world. She probably killed several of your men before they captured her.
House.
She's really pretty. She's also really smart.
House of Rinda spans several floors of this dungeon. We have fighting on many fronts. We have need of external contractors, both willing and less willing.
You conscripted my girlfriend into your stupid war?
It's
kind of how they work.
Given what you have suggested, she is probably still being broken. She will be on.
She's alive.
She will likely be a level.
For the interests of your survival, stop speaking.
No. This is useful information. What floor would she be on?
He looks and shrugs.
Randus, please.
We have been advised to stop speaking.
I thought you were going to talk about her torture. If you're going to tell us where she is, you can speak.
No. Everyone, no one's going to get tortured or hurt here.
That was what I was saying. I thought he was describing the torture they were putting her through.
She is likely to be.
But if you tell us what floor she's on, you're fine.
She is likely to be on floor. We have a big contingent the next floor down. Okay, we have a larger one on the sixth level of the dungeon.
Oh, that's so many stairs.
She is going to be in one place or the other.
Walsh is like, I fucking hate being in a wheelchair right now. I don't want to have to deal with all the stairs.
Okay, that's good to know. However, there's, a lot of stuff between here and there, including, as bemoaned, stairs.
I cannot do anything to help you with the stairs.
That's fine. It's more the what the hell else is on this floor that we need to worry about?
Well, House of Rinda, have cleared a lot of the residential district.
Oh my god, they were citizens. Civilians.
Some of them were. Most of the forces that came with me were the military on patrol in this area.
Look, none of them were kid-sized. That's the important thing.
It's like, elves are kids for a really long time, though. They're not classified as adults until they're 100.
Yes, but we didn't kill any civilians. They were armed with crossbows. They were soldiers.
Have you been up top? Everyone and their mum's packing up top.
Yeah, but this isn't up top.
We do not have children on this level.
There, okay. See, we're fine.
You have not committed any war crimes yet.
I love how he said yet.
You have a concept of war crimes?
Everyone does.
We have very loose definition.
Well, I mean, I think even a drow would, draw the line at doing the do.
Anyway, so what else is going on this floor before we get sidetracked into that sort of discussion?
True.
This level of the dungeon is known as Saugroth. Sargoth. For the great river that cuts through the middle of this level. North of the river, House of Rinda is currently at war with the despicable Legion of Azrok.
Any of these names mean anything to me?
And what paytale is the Legion of Azrok?
They are a filthy contingent of bugbears and goblinoids. Led by War Chief Azrok himself.
Okay.
If the drow are not your friend, it would be wise to seek him out and pledge yourself to his all.
Why is he fighting
you? Out of character strike, so hard not to make a gamer joke.
Why is he fighting us? Because we are trying to take over his territory.
Why are you trying to take over his territory? That sounds kind of dickish.
He sort of gestures to himself and just... It was here. It did not belong to us. And therefore, we felt that it should.
I feel a lot of this could probably be brought up in therapy, and going over it right now in a hostile situation probably isn't helping anybody.
We do not have a concept of therapy.
Oh my,
anyway, let's continue with the rundown.
I mean, I can't say I'm surprised.
What else is on this floor?
The river.
The north.
The river Sargouth flows through the middle of the floor and down into Skullpot.
Oh, that's good.
On the other side of the river, all and sundry creatures live. Hags and spiders and outcasts from drow society.
There's probably fine.
Busy.
Is that where
busy.
You'd go?
Wait, do you mean like drow outcasts, like Jarlaxor's a drow outcast, or do you mean like the ones that have gained extra legs kind of outcasts?
The fearsome beasts who have gained extra legs, who are no longer members of our society. Those who have failed Lolth the Spider Queen with their experiments in the north.
Right, okay, cool, so probably can't...
Your friend may have had experience with them.
Well, is he saying that some of the drow just turned into spiders?
It's a thing.
It is bigger.
Beyond fucked up.
You do not displease Lolth the Spider Queen and expect to live. If you do expect to live, you do not expect to live a happy life.
Sounds like kind of a bitch, but okay, fair.
Where I would go.
What? South of the river?
South of the river, away from society.
No, I think what we're going to do is, as I said before, great little place called Lustigan. Wall's going to go into his pockets and pull out some coins. It's like, you can get yourself a ticket. On a boat. There's a guy in port at the moment. He's got a couple ships with him. It's called Jarlaxle. Looks like a dude.
Yeah.
Are you seriously sending him up towards Luskan?
Yes, I'm sending them to Luskan because Luskan isn't that bad.
I was gonna say, why not just send him up to our other dude?
I mean, we could. Are you cool with other drow? Or is this going to be like an issue? Because like, if you're no longer a drow, are you going to be okay? My shop's really small, is what I'm thinking.
You don't need to stay at the shop all the time. Look, we already have a drow on our service.
Cool, Jack.
Would you be willing to enter our service? And essentially, let's go with protect Waterdeep from your former house. Let's go with that as a line.
You have seen how well my protection lasted in the odds of your assault. You would have me fight on your side?
I have a suggestion. Would you fight under House Trollskull?
This is a good name. Vandas Trosko.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, I was going to go into his little notebook, pull out a page, and be like, Vandas, can you read common?
One moment.
I need to check my memory, thanks.
No, technically this whole conversation may have been happening in Elvish.
Oh, good. I may have access to translator. That's even worse.
Amazing. All of that happened via a translator. Cool, I only speak Gnomish. I speak a bit of Abyssal, actually. Do you speak Abyssal?
I can do Undercommon, maybe.
Common, Draconic, oh, Primordial over here. Oh, dear. Right.
A messy conversation. Maybe Verdus did speak Common, otherwise all of that roleplay was for nothing.
Okay, cool, I speak Common now.
Awesome, you speak Common. I'm so glad you pick up languages so fast. Well,
it's odd how that happened.
That's weird. I'm gonna give my notebook to Nefira and be like, well, maybe you speak Common, but you can't read it, so I'm gonna write our address down in Elven for you.
Well, I mean, Toy is dating an elf. She probably knows enough to write an address.
Yeah. I think Nefira speak you're fluent, right, Nefira?
Yes, I am.
The situation, I can't comment.
Yeah, no. I'm looking forward to this resolution. This is going to be interesting.
We'll get down instructions on how to get to Troll Skull and an address. Also, Wall's going to put in an address for the shop and give him, how much is it? Is it like a gold to use the lift?
Yes.
Give him a gold as well and be like, right, so what you're going to do is you're going to go to this address. Tell me you can read it. Like, check, you can read it.
It is written in Elvish. I can read it.
Awesome. So you want to go to this address. This is Troll Skull. But before you go there, you want to go to my shop. It's just around the back. Check in with Chakov. He's got a hat on. He's very nice. Be nice to him.
And yes.
He's going to show you into Troll Skull. You can get yourself a hot meal and a shower.
You have the right advice. If you really want to pray to Lolf, there is a thing downstairs in the basement.
No,
we shall move into the basement.
Oh, for God's sake.
I live in the basement. Most of my stuff's in the basement. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, don't, like, we'll get... Chakov will sort you out with some bedrolls and some clothes and things. Wall's going to give him 2 gold coins and the note would be like... there's some goblins on the way up. Don't get killed.
Before I go...
Yes?
Your comrade, the... It's a bugbear.
We'll explain things.
Has he spoken of his past?
Not fondly, is the polite way to put it.
Do not let him go south of the river. He may stir up some ghosts of that past.
Okay.
Also... this is a very strange culture I've just come into. The men are in charge.
I mean, sort of everyone's in charge.
He thinks the men are in charge.
She's got the biggest sword, so technically she's in charge.
He's in charge in times of war.
Mm. Like, I'm just going to hold up Scale Edge at that point. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm more scared of her, though, than your Scale Edge. I'm just saying.
Are you two seriously having a dick measuring contest right now?
I'm not having a dick measuring contest.
Stop, Verdus, you don't need a weapon.
Oh, yes. Maybe a shirt.
You're trying to get to the surface unarmed.
Yeah, put some clothes back on. I think you might not.
I give over, like, some. Nothing that looks overly drowy in terms of the clothing. And I'm going to keep hold of most of his weapons. I'm going to get him one of the short swords and whatever the lightest armor he had on him. That didn't look objectively drow.
His armor was very drow, but if you want to like strap
I give him my old chainmail.
Okay, I was gonna say if you want to strap together something, the drow in various ice, acid, and fire charred corpses, you can like cobble together something from that. But if you've got chainmail.
I've got my old chainmail. It's in a terrible state itself. It's been acided to hell. But.
I mean, he's a drow, so it doesn't matter how he dresses, he's still gonna look like a drow. So I don't think his clothes are gonna help him much.
Thankfully, Donan's not a massive racist, so he should be fine getting up. So, I'll make sure he has pants or leather work from some pants.
I, yeah. And just before he disappears, before he disappears, come back here.
Oh, let's get back here.
I'm trying to leave. You said I could go to this place, so you've given me address.
Yes, but we need one thing from you. And I sort of take the sword I was going to give him. I hold it towards him so the handle's facing him. I need a vow. What is the strongest vow you have that you will hold to?
I have no form of vows.
I feel like I should be the one doing this because considering I am half drow.
Yeah.
It depends. Oh. I am not a drow anymore.
No, you are still a drow. Yeah. That's okay. It's okay to be a drow. We're not going to get it twisted. You're now Verdus, though. Verdus the drow of Trollskull.
Verdus.
Exactly. Your old life is over. You are now Verdus.
I have an N in my name on my token. One moment, let me remove that. Verdus Trollskull.
It's okay. I'll teach you how to spell your name later. Okay. Teething problem. This fucking drow definitely has ADHD.
Well, this drow can break the fourth wall like anything.
It's great. This drow's like, I can't fucking spell. Just keeps trying to walk off.
This drow is going to be Deadpool.
If you adjudicate this vow, and I sort of stand there waiting.
I'll just do like a whole battlefield oath vow thing where it's like oath of loyalty to me and to the rest of anybody that resides within Trollskull Manor. Break it and you die.
No, break it and we get a very firm slap on the knuckles.
You have a very peculiar management system.
You think that's weird?
Welcome to Anarchy.
You're not going to kill anything.
And I we don't work in the same
room. I'll hold out my holy symbol to the and just say, just swear on the damn thing.
It's if I do it.
We swear that we will not harm anyone in this house and we shall protect them with our lives or we will get a firm slap on the knuckles.
Yeah, and say hi to Chekhov for us. He should have a nice big hat.
I suppose on second breaking of this oath, we shall get a strongly worded letter.
Oh, don't be that. Wall's just gonna
strongly broken neck.
Wall's gonna look at him like annoyed and be like, "I've just given you 2 gold. That was pretty hard for that." What do you mean?
We understand the bugbear's terms better. On second breaking of vow, we shall have a swiftly broken neck.
Here's an idea. Just don't break the vow, dumbass. Then it won't matter.
Give him the sword. Go before we can't stop the bugbear.
Remember, not south of the river.
So, buddy, please don't hurt them. They've made a vow and... Oh, God, ick! Don't kill the one that's coming through.
No killing any goblins.
No, also telling the goblins not to kill him.
And vice versa.
I lost it when you realised ick was that way.
I forgot until that moment.
It's been running for the past half hour.
Just icks up in the goblin market, just nursing a beard, just like, I lost them all.
And just sees this one drow, like, there he is, just kills this drow. Oh, and they had coins that look just like the ones that Wall kept on giving to every goddamn drow he ran into.
Oh, that's the point, actually. The Imperial would dig into his pouch and just give you 2 gold back. It's like, there you go.
Oh, thank you.
So, bud. Do you have
sort of still drinking?
Thing?
I don't know. They held on to me for so long, I don't know.
Luffy, Luffy, Luffy.
I do think we should maybe find you a name that fits you better, because clearly the one you're currently going by is upsetting you.
Until I have earned a better right, I will keep my name. It reminds me of what I went through, and to never forget it.
Your friend who passed away recently, what was their name?
Friend who passed away.
The one that exploded.
Gimbal.
I was trying to be tactful. Yeah.
I didn't actually say that. Don't worry. The one that just fucking blew up. They died in a horrible fire.
Killed because counterspelling fireball failed.
Sorry. Well, I couldn't hear you over my own laughter.
It's quite honourable to carry the name of someone that you once cared for, carrying their memory with you.
It would be a disgrace for me to take anyone's name at this point. I have not earned the right. That is my point. This is my quest. This is what I'm meant to be doing, is making myself honourable. Learning
you
to be a better...
You just obliterated 6 drow and a spider protecting your friends.
In one shot?
I, at the temple... You'd be getting honours for something like that.
And yet, I'm going against what I am supposed to be learning. I am meant to learn the right of killing, or when is right of killing, and for the sake of doing it so. Oh, what they got me doing.
Yeah, but, can I just ask something real quick? Isn't it supposed to be good that you helped your friends?
It is good. It is good to help, but...
No buts. No buts. Is it good that you helped your friends?
Well, yeah, but there's so many... There is more. It's not that easy. It's never that easy.
No, it's not, but Zara always told me that if I worry about butts so much, then I can't see the rest of the person, and that's me. So, if you keep worrying about the butts of things that you do, you can't see you as a person. So, you need to focus on the good things instead of just the butt.
I just don't want to be a monster anymore.
You're not a monster! You saved our lives! You're badass!
If you don't mind, I could offer you a name if you'd like it.
No. Not until I've earned it. Not until I've got to live. And you just see that he is very torn up at this point. It's just...
Okay, so no permanent name. But obviously Underscum is kind of a shitty name, so is there something that we can call you that isn't a name, but isn't Underscum, because that's pretty awful. Like a nickname.
I've gone through my life where I've known no other name than Underscum. They didn't let me have it. Not even when I was a child.
Oh, I know. Why don't we call you Undy?
I mean, I was going to offer Sagos, which means brave. Sagos, sure, Undy.
We could call you... It sounds a lot like underwear, though.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Yeah, that's what I'm worrying about. That it's an easy... I feel like it's just going to make the problem worse.
It's not worse than Underscum. Do you know what Underscum means? I mean, you probably do, the theory, but...
I'm going to be perfectly honest, I don't, but Zara doesn't tell me a lot of things about elves.
It means low. Lower than rest. Lower than scum.
Oh, that actually kind of makes a lot of sense. But that's also really shitty. So, hold on.
That's why I need to prove myself better.
I don't think you need to prove yourself.
Yeah, because, like, we all know that you're way better.
And perhaps I need to prove it to myself.
Which is absolutely fair. Totally valid. Okay, well, if Undy doesn't work, what about...
Um's a good name.
Because then it's still a nickname from from Underscum, but it's not nasty like Underscum, but then it's not like a proper name, so you don't feel like you haven't earned it yet. How's that?
It sounds like a good tiefling name as well.
Oddly enough, that works. That's actually it's the middle of my other suggestion. Which is literally Sunny.
If it's not any good, I'll give it some more thought.
I'll gladly be called on by you.
It's good then?
It's good.
Cool, because, I mean, I'm being perfectly serious. You're my friend, and I want you to be happy. And Zara told me, you know, it's nice when your friends are happy, and she's totally right about that. And so I thought, you know, if having a name is what's upsetting, then having a nickname should make it better. Am I doing this right?
It's not that it's upsetting. It's the memories in these places. Oh, these places, the coldness of the walls, they remind me so much of back then.
Yeah, I think that's called trauma.
To move forward. Have to be better for the others. Those who are not strong enough to look after themselves must be stronger.
Hey, buddy. You're free now.
And you're super strong.
And you're freeing other people. Look how many bugbears and goblins we freed just coming down here.
Dear.
Don't think of these walls... I mean, I can't say that you won't do it, because trauma's not easy, but try to think to less of these walls as a place you were trapped, but a place you can free others. Don't know if that'll help, but if it works,
I'll try.
And just think, you're going to help me save Zara, which is even better, because she's not even a bugbear or a goblin, she's an elf. So, like, you're already, like, crossing into saving other people.
This is the thing. I want to save them all. The amount which are forced into situations they're not supposed to be in. If they could think, if they could be free, why? Why are they... What is wrong with this world?
Would you feel
a lot of things.
Would you feel better if a bugbear chief declared your honor?
To be honest, I've never met many bugbears before. Not least until I started on these. Till Riordan took me out of there. I don't even know whether I'd be a part of that culture. I don't think I actually have a culture.
Yeah, you do. You have a troll skull culture.
A culture of our own, eh?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Well, I appreciate you trying to help, but we got things we need to do. We need to carry on. There's no point moping here in the corner.
Well, oddly enough, that ties quite well with going and meeting that bugbear chief, because if we need to get down another floor... He probably knows a way that's a lot safer than charging further into drow territory. Especially considering what we were told was south of the river.
Bad news.
Yeah.
What?
Outsiders? And other things? Verdus didn't recommend it for you. Or for any of us, to be frank.
The
drow that...
I wasn't really fully there for that conversation.
You tell him, Kira.
I was going to say, do you speak deep speech?
I don't. Man.
Dang. Okay. Considering all the stammering's like coming out in partial deep speech, Verdus might have pledged his loyalty to, how to put this nicely, House Troll Skull, which includes the six of us.
What?
Plus Ick, plus the other one we rescued, plus the ghost.
Chakov.
You... You... You invite that creature of nightmares, that thing. You.
Buddy? Okay, I'm going to put my hand on Underscum's shoulder.
First time you see me thrust it off.
No, it's getting pushed back. Think of it this way. If you're worried about proving yourself to be a better person, treating people who you associate with having done you harm and being better than they than you think they could have been is part of that. It's not the only part. Don't let them hurt you just because it's some way of proving yourself better.
Just want to place it down. And there is being better, and there is living with the object of your horror, of your very nightmares, the thing that gets you down to your very core, where you live.
I mean, yeah, inviting Underscum's Trigger to live with us was probably not the best idea.
We'll get them out of the manor. They won't be in the manor.
I swear, and we're down here I'll right now. They'll be gone before we even get back, so you won't even have to see him. Right? Right.
See? I have faith in you. I have faith. I trust you. I believe and trust in you and your choices and what you do. You didn't mean. It's why he's no longer drow. He lost his drow. He is not allowed to be drow anymore. You just see him sort of bundling up a little bit. Firmly on his head, trying to feel.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kneel down and place a hand and you go, that's right, he is no longer drow. He has renounced that part of him. Like you have renounced being a bugbear.
I never renounced being a bugbear. I just never was a part of that. I don't want people to see me as a monster.
Exactly.
Do you know what it's like to walk down the street and have people afraid of you? I had that.
Next question.
All of me. Anyway. He's going to move on and be better. And you, dear Underscum, are going to teach him.
What? Teach? Okay, how can I...
By example, not directly. Not unless you wanted to. Only by proving how he can be better.
I have faith in what you stand for and what you say. I have faith in you. So I will do this. I will do this for you. Not for it. For you.
Exactly. In fact, I have something for you, and I reach into the deepest recesses of my bag. And I hand you what looks like a very tattered old insignia. Congratulations, Sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so what's the next move?
So, as far as I know, this guy is to the north. But the only route I know to the north seems to be the other side of town.
We rest first. I think I need it.
Oh, I could do a break. I am exhausted.
Yeah, there is a... There's a kitchen just the other side of this hallway.
I've summoned three friends today. I'm very tired.
You guys set up in the kitchen. Make sure there's not a back door. Well, we can take first watch, right?
Oh, yeah.
Indeed, if anything happens, you have the loudest bang.
Wait, is he talking about your gun or my smite?
I think maybe both.
Yep. That's literally only within earshot of both of us.
Be right back in just 1 second, dear.
About 15 to 20 minutes pass.
Wait, Ick! Oh!
Ick, no!
Oh! Oh, Ick, where are the others?
They are hiding in the Chimera cave entrance.
Oh, good.
Can't be safe.
We are far enough out that it is not attacking us. Shall I bring them back?
Could you maybe take them up to the Goblin Village? Is that going to be safe or no?
I think I can probably make my way there and back again.
Yeah,
How are you doing? Are you okay? Like, we're all taking a rest here because we're knackered. I don't want to sort of treat you like you're...
I'm not deserving a rest. I might take a rest there.
Okay, if you can get the others there, explain how it works and... We'll come back to you.
Okay.
Because that's unreasonable for us to expect you to be able to find us.
You go have a relax in the Goblin Village, Ick.
R&R, take some leave.
That drow we should have let it go past and stay hidden, yes?
Yes.
Good, we made the right
call.
You're
going to be seeing him again.
And if he comes through the Goblin Village, that's fine. Let him pass.
He will likely have got passed by the time I get there.
Good.
I'm going to throw Ick five gold. I'd just be like, look, here's 5 gold. Look after yourself and the others in the village for a little bit. Explain how things are going on, and if you've got anything left over from that, keep it and go wild.
Okay.
We'll grab you on the way back up.
And then Ick leaves again.
We should probably... I'm going to go explain what just happened quickly. You keep watch for a sec.
Yeah, sure.
And just dip in for like 3 minutes. I apparently ready to go through a wall. There we go. Poof.
You open the door, then walk through it.
Yeah. Brief explainer. Does anyone want to roleplay this, or are we just going straight for the long rest?
What just happened? Just quickly, sorry, I was out of the room.
Ick.
It's been about 15 to 20 minutes into the rest.
Yeah. Ick's come by. He hid with the others. We've sent him with some money to go back to the Goblin Village with the others that we just rescued. And they're going to stay there until we come back to the Goblin Village.
Okay.
So Ick's there. He's got a bit of cash. He'll be fine. They will
wait. That was really interesting. Oh, sorry.
They were hiding near the Chimera and they made it past. Right, I need to get back out onto watch and not leave Wall out there on his own, just in case. But yeah, didn't want to let you guys worry or not know what's happening. See ya!
Thanks for the update.
Bye-bye.
Honestly, I'm just glad that you're still there, because the way this dungeon's been going, I half expected you to disappear.
I mean, I think I could probably handle myself.
I don't doubt it. Unless it was like some horrifying, I don't know, other like abducting ghosts.
I think I'm probably the most horrifying thing down here, though.
Bet.
I don't know. I mean, I've not brushed my teeth in a few days.
Yeah, but you know, you've got the lightning which keeps it all clean. No bacteria's growing in there.
You'd be amazed. It's hard to get a date when your mouth smells of ozone.
I think you'd be a catch.
Aww. To sort of pat you on the shoulder. Thanks for not disappearing before. I saw you back enough.
The whole conversations are getting difficult.
But at least we're having them.
Yeah. I just... You know... Yeah.
I don't know. Like, so I've seen a few people at the tavern play cards. Like, is what is playing cards? I keep hearing this term. Is it something you can do on watch? It sounds like a small game.
Yeah, we can play cards. I think I've got a deck in my bag. I'll teach you.
Oh, awesome.
I say that. I have no idea if I have a deck of cards in my hand. I feel like I probably would. I don't. Let us pretend that I do. All I have in my inventory right now is bullets.
This bullet is the ace of spades.
What are my sandwiches? Where are my sandwiches? Something's happened to my inventory and I've now lost.
I'm pretty sure Prestidigitation can produce a deck of cards.
Yeah, I can. I'll make a deck of cards.
It just disappears after an hour and it's like, ah, well, you were going to win, Vason, but the deck disappeared. That's so disappointing.
Yeah, so sad that.
Yes, that's a draw.
Oh, it's an ultimate card hustle.
So while cards are being played outside, and Nefira, are you investigating the cauldron?
Well, out of curiosity, I will inspect it.
It's just more like Nefira will be sitting there for a while and be like, what is in that cauldron?
The stew that's in the cauldron is bubbling very heavily by the time you get to it and is very probably overcooked at this point. It is a hearty stew of ripple bark fungus and troglodyte meat.
Immediately taken out of the heat. Good God, there's no one here. Oh, that's burnt. That's going to be horrible. Underscum, give me a hand. This thing's going to be heavy.
All right. I will sort of quickly dip a finger and give it a taste as well.
It's going to be hot.
To be fair, I've had worse thrown at me.
It's hot and dry and slightly tinged with that, like, cooked onto the side of the pot burn flavouring. But it's not
just still sucking his finger just as like it is hurt. It doesn't taste bad, but definitely hot.
Hot and brown. Great, the mercenary's favourite.
So just sucking on the finger to try and take away the burn.
Oh, look around to anybody else. Anybody else fancy a bowl of hot and brown?
Here from outside. I'll have some.
Some what? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, they're talking about food inside.
I'll have some!
But do we even have enough cutlery, enough bowls or anything in here to give off?
Yeah, there's plenty of like carved wooden bowls. It's not amazingly fancy instruments, but they are there are plenty. This was a small garrison kitchen.
I suppose we'll do. I'll go give Vason Moles theirs first since they're outside.
Oh, thank you.
Tuck in. I didn't make it. It was what was left on the hob.
It's okay. I won't blame you for the smell.
I think that's the mushrooms or maybe the troglodyte. I'm not sure.
I think it's the troglodyte meat.
In any case, yep. It's a bowl of hot and brown, a mercenary special.
Thank you.
Oh, before I go, Walt, do you have like a sewing kit on you?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Can I borrow it?
Sure. I'll pass it to you. It's a leather worker's kit, but there are needles small enough to sew with.
I was going to say, I just need a needle and thread.
I'll hand you a needle and thread out of the sewing kit.
Thank you.
Toy is just curled up in a corner, slowly licking her wounds.
Wait, we have a cleric, Toy.
He just occasionally gets the poisoned condition again.
Lick, lick, bleh. Lick, lick, bleh. Oh.
Coughs up a hairball every once in a while.
I was going to say, make a con save for a hairball. Yeah, but anyway, I'll go over to Underscum and call up the needle and thread and go, do you want me to sew your patch on, Sergeant?
What is a sergeant?
A sergeant?
Well, I've heard the name, but I didn't know it was anything but a name.
It's a rank within a mercenary group or an army. It's what I used to be.
What
you are in charge of a small squad of dudes.
You're putting me in charge? Is that really a wise idea? I don't know whether that's a good idea, really. I'm still learning things.
And I was when I was promoted. You and I got promoted the exact same way.
By setting things on fire?
No, actually, because nobody else would take up the role. There's a gap in the position and you're just the man to fill it. Wasn't the...
I'll let you sew it. I reckon you're going to have better fingers for doing that. And potentially. I mean, I can make disguises and stuff like that, but they don't usually stick around for too long.
Oh, we don't exactly want this coming off. We want this on all the time. This is your badge of honour.
Badge of honour?
Exactly. You've grown. You've become the better bug. Can I say the better bugbear as opposed to the better man?
You can say that.
The question is, should you?
Well, technically when it comes down to it, I'm not a man, so...
Also, I'm in the middle of sewing this, and I have this thing is in terrible condition because I never looked after it. Also... I haven't sewn in months. It's strange sewing when your hands aren't shivering from the cold.
Is that normally when you'd be sewing?
That's where I was before I came down south. I was in Icewind Dale. I was a mercenary for hire, jumping from place to place.
I thought you were just saying that's how you have to sew. You have to get very cold, and that was how you sew.
No. Where I was born and brought up. I like it down here, though. It's much warmer. Don't you have to put up with kobolds in a trench coat?
They have a lot of those up there.
There are funny things in this world. The only problem is that to find them and to learn of them, you have to step out and find them. It could be the most dangerous... And yet the most rewarding part of it all.
The hell was that?
It sounded like a cat, so...
That sounded like Wall turning into a cat.
No!
Gin.
Gin?
You said we were playing gin rummy.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Or was this poker?
No, this is blackjack.
Yeah, the poker's inside. We're using it on the fire.
Wait, I've got like 26 points. That means I'm winning, right?
No, this isn't. No, it's 21. 21 pickup, not 26. We went over this base and it's close to 21. No,
it's 52 pickup.
Oh! Was attempted to teach Vason all the card games, all just gone very badly.
Right, I got a happy family.
No.
So, like, some of them are good. Like, he gets pairs. Patience is a bit difficult.
He finds it very odd when the cards start telling him his future is. Where do we even get a tarot deck?
When you pull out a card and suddenly you're level 10 and the Grim Reaper attempt to attack you. Right, no.
One deck.
Not that deck. My deck.
Oh, wait. No, I've got it. You've activated my trap card.
Do I win?
Not that deck either.
How did these even
And I'm going to spend 5 mana to pull out.
I play Xanath. Wait, how did I get these cards?
Well, is it my turn? Okay, fine, I'll just do this combo and OTK you. Hearthstone is broken.
So wait, how? When did you get a deck of cards?
Wait, so if I put Shiva in the upper right hand corner, that means I get those 2 cards, right?
I'm gonna play Dark Magician Go.
Go, Bulbasaur.
I'm so glad I have a dragon-themed Vyshwartz deck with me.
I don't think we're playing the same game here.
I'm starting to wonder.
Snap.
Yay!
Go directly to jail. Do not pass code, do not collect 200 gold. What?
Me and Vyshwartz.
I'd like to solve, I think it was Colonel Mustard, in the library with the candlestick.
So, just for reference, Toya has curled up in the tiniest little kitten ball in the corner and is purring quietly. Just so you know.
Uh-oh, what's going to happen? Something bad's going to happen.
The furrier is very tempted to shave the cat, but the cat will shave you much more violently in return.
The cat will murder you.
Just a little off the top.
You can hear the cat purring while outside in the background you can hear Wall and Vason arguing about card games.
See, I imagine it's more seriously like Vason's looking around every once in a while, but when he looks around, he brings the entire hand of cards he's holding with him so that whenever he looks away from Wall knows what hand he's got. So he's learning the rules, he's just keeps showing his hand.
And as you start into this long rest, we're going to wrap up.
Hello, Sergeant Um again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps. And it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.